श्रियादयिता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे hare bal hare bal hare bal hare bal jaya prabhu pada jaya prabhu pada prabhu pada jaya prabhu pada jaya jaya guru dai guru dai guru dai guru dai
dam vishnupad paramahansa parivraj ka acharya shrimadeshi bhakti vedanta swami shrila prabhupad ki हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्रीमद भागवतम की समवेत भक्त वृंद की हिताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल गो श्री गुरु अन श्री गौरांग ऑल गो टू श्रील प्रभुपाद ओम ज्ञानतमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति सोपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुसुजुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथानुतं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णा चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखानुतांश्च वंशाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमावं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनेति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नारायणम नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत् मुखं करोति वासलं पंगुलं हैतगिरिं गत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरं नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपतगस्वामिने सो टुडे विल लिसन फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 Chapter 29, Text 45, on the subject matter explanation of devotional service. So this verse is the last verse of this chapter. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय स अनंत अंतकरः काल नादि आदि कृतव्यः जनम जनेन जनयन् मारयन् मृत्युनातंतकम् मारयन् मृत्युनान्तकम् सानन्त अन्तकरकाल अनादिरादिकृत अव्यया जनम जनेन जानयन् मारयन् मृत्युनान्तकम् सानन्त अन्तकरकाल अनादिरादिकृत अव्यया जनम जनेन जनयन् मारयन् मृत्युनान्तकम्
Sonam Tantra Kala, Sonam Tantra Kala,
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The eternal time factor has no beginning and no end. It is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the maker of the criminal world. It brings about the end of the phenomenal world. It carries on the work of creation by bringing one individual into existence from another, and likewise it dissolves the universe by destroying even the Lord of Death, Yamaraj, purport by Srila Prabhupada. By the influence of eternal time, which is a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Father begets a Son, and the father dies by the influence of cruel death. But by time's influence, even the lord of cruel death is killed. In other words, all the demigods within the material world are temporary like ourselves. Our lives last for 100 years at most. And similarly, although their lives may last for millions and billions of years, the demigods are not eternal. No one can live within this material world eternally. The phenomenal world is created, maintained and destroyed by the finger signal of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, a devotee does not desire anything in this material world. A devotee desires only to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This servitude exists eternally, the Lord exists eternally, His servitor exists eternally, and the service exists eternally. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, 29th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Explanation of Devotional Service by Lord Kapila. So in this verse, Lord Kapila Dev explaining a very important subject matter, and that very important subject matter is death. Death is very important subject matter. Though everyone, they want to avoid death, even they want to avoid the discuss about the death. Death nobody likes. Oh, death, don't talk about that. But we may not like death, but death likes us very much. Death is so dear friend, he will never spare us. From our childhood, so many friends we have made. Our friends giving, rejecting us. Father rejecting us. Wife rejecting. Husband rejecting. But death saying, no, I will not reject you. I will be always with you. So very interesting thing is, though this death is very important subject matter, so people in general, they always try to avoid about learning about the death. There is a Prabhupada saying, sadhan kara, bhajan kara, marte janle hai. You have heard this? Sadhan kara, bhajan kara, marte janle hai. Do your sadhana, do your bhajan, but learn how to die. The perfection of life is to learn how to die. When in our house we become mad to join ISKCON, want to become Babaji, now give up the household life, then our parents become very angry. Out of anger they say, go, get out from here, go and die there, you know. Go and die there. So now I am learning, it's true, that we all have come here to die. To learn how to die. People are very interested in learning how to live, the art of living. There is one guru now, he has come up very becoming very famous. All over the world he is going, Ravi Shankar. And he is teaching the art of living. And when he gives class for his program, 50,000, 100,000 people they come. Not ordinary people, all big corporate peoples, they come, scholarly people, to, oh, he's teaching art of living. But Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is teaching art of living and same time also art of dying. So art of dying, to learn this subject matter is so important. The death itself is so important of our life. Though everyone trying to forget, they don't want to discuss. But this subject matter is so important. Lord Sri Krishna, he dedicated a whole chapter. Everything else he's touching here, there in different ways. But death itself is such an important topic that he dedicated a whole chapter, the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Akhara Brahma Yoga, only discussing about death. If you die daytime, where will you go? You die night time, where will you go? You die Uttarayana, Dakshinayana, everything is explaining. Because jang jang vapi smaran bhavam tejantante kalevaram tang tang avitti kante asadata dhavahavitaha. At the state of mind we have at the time of death, then our destination will be accordingly. That's why this time is very, very important. At the time of death, what we are thinking, antakale cha mameva smaran mukta kalevaram ja prayati sam madbhavam jati nasti atra sansaya. There is no doubt. At the time of death, whoever will remember Krishna, madbhavam, he will get his bhava. So that's why it is very important. Not only Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna dedicated one whole chapter. You see Srimad Bhagavatam. Why this whole Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken to Parikshit Maharaj? What is the reason? Just to answer his one question. One question he asked. For who is to answer that question? That whole Srimad Bhagavatam was described to Parikshit Maharaj. Just see what an important topic this death is. Parikshit Maharaj, he was cursed to die at the end of the 7th day by, he will be beaten by Takshaka the serpent, very ferocious, powerful. Takshaka serpent stays in Nagaloka, Patala Nagaloka. From there, that serpent will come to kill Parikshit Maharaj. When Parikshit Maharaj, he received this message from Samyak Rishi that my son Sringi has cursed you. Samyak Rishi was not happy that Sringi cursed like this to such a great personality like Parikshit Maharaj for a small mistake. Then he informed Parikshit Maharaj that 7 days you have in your life, you will be finished. You have to leave your body. Then what Parikshit Maharaj did? Parikshit Maharaj took advantage of this information. Oh, I have only 7 days. He did not try to run around here and there, how to protect himself. But what he did? He straight ran to Ganges. Said, oh, I have committed such a great mistake. Just because of drinking water, I could not get water to drink. That itself made me to commit such a heinous activity. I put a serpent around the neck of a saintly personality. So the thirst put me into great trouble. So these 7 days, no drinking water. No eating, no drinking. Just to deliver myself, so I should take shelter of Patita Pavani Ganga. The Ganga who delivers all the fallen souls, I just take shelter of Patita Pavani Ganga. He went to the bank of the river Ganges. And this spread news all over the universe, including the heavenly planets. Parikshit Maharaj is not an ordinary personality. He was such a renowned personality. All the saintly personalities from all over the world, they came. Oh, Parikshit Maharaj, now living body. We must see, we must go and meet with him. Not only the saintly personality from this earthly planet, even from heaven, the demigods also, they came. Just see what a great personality. So it would not be so difficult for him, for Parikshit Maharaj to protect him from snake biting. Snake biting, any snake charmer is protecting people from snake biting. They know some mantra, this, that. It was not so difficult when all the great, great central personalities are there to protect himself from the death. It would not be difficult for him when the demigods from heaven, they are here. In fact, the demigods from heaven, they came with nectar. When Sikodab Goswami, just about to start Srimad Bhagavatam, the demigods, they told Sukadeva Goswami, you please take this nectar, you give Parikshit Maharaj, he will drink, he will not die. And in exchange, you give us the Bhagavata nectar. Then Sukadeva Goswami became very angry. You stupid, get out from here. You are comparing, you want to exchange your material nectar with my Bhagavata nectar. So that means they were there, the nectar from heaven. That time there were powerful personality. They could save Parikshit Maharaj from this snake biting. In fact, in one Puran describes, there's one Brahman. His name is Bhrigu, not the Bhrigu Rishi, the Brahman Bhrigu. He was on his way to meet Parikshit Maharaj, which he knows some mantra. If somebody will die in snake biting, he can bring him back to life. So powerful personality. So he was on his way to meet Parikshit Maharaj. So when he was walking, there's one person came and meet with him on the way. So that person asked, where are you going? So I'm going to Parikshit Maharaj. I heard that some snake is coming to bite him. And I'll go. If snake bites, then I'll make him to survive. Bring him back to life again. I know some mantra. So this person said, it's true. You can do that. He said, yes. Then immediately that person manifested his swarup. So that was the Takshak himself. He said, I am that Takshak. I am going to bite Parikshit Maharaj. But I am to test you whether you are so powerful. But Takshak thinking that I am going to bite, kill Parikshit Maharaj. If this guy bring him back to life again, then what is use of my biting? So then Takshak said, are you so powerful? He said, yes. Then Takshak said, okay, it's a big banyan tree. So I'll bite this banyan tree and let me see you bring him back, this tree back to life again. The Takshak is so powerful snake. This kind of snake, they don't need to bite you. You just pass through them, you'll be finished. They're so poisonous. And fire comes from their mouth. So Takshak, by his poison, immediately huge banyan tree turned into ashes. Then he said, okay, you bring this tree back to life. Then the Bhrikkhu Brahman, he chanted some mantra. And gradually that tree started to grow. So what happened? When this Takshaka burned this tree into ashes, it happened one human being was there. He had climbed on the tree. So the tree is growing, growing, growing. This man also appeared there again. And Takshak was very surprised. Ah, this guy is very powerful. So he said to this Brahman, what benefit you will get? Why are you going there to bring him back to life? And the Brahman said, if I bring him back to life, I'll get a lot of donation, lot of money. How much money will you get? He told something, 1 lakh rupees or something like that. I don't know what currency that time was or whatever it is. He told some amount. Then Takshaka said, you don't be worried, I'll give double than that. You don't have to go to Parikshit Maharaj. I'll give double than that. As usual, Brahmans are very greedy, you know, to get things. He was very greedy Brahman, one of the greedy Brahman. So he took that money and he went back. He did not go to save Parikshit Maharaj. Later on, the central personnel, they become very angry. They cursed this Brahman. Why you did like that? However, my point is, Parikshit Maharaj, how he took advantage of these 7 days? The 7 days I will die. All the saintly personnel from all over the world, they have gathered there. So Parikshit Maharaj is doing prayopavesana. Prayopavesana means he is preparing to death, sitting there preparing for death. So now he is asking a question. Oh, all assembled saintly personalities, please let me know. I have one question to you. I have only 7 days to die. Now what should I do in these 7 days? So I will get the highest perfection in my life. Please give me some proposals. So how I can get the highest benediction, highest perfection? I have only 7 days. What can bring me the perfection in my life within these 7 days? What should I do? And there are all kinds of people, karmi, jnani, yogi, everybody assembled there. First of all, the karmakandis, they got up. Oh, Parikshit Maharaj, no problem. You just do some atonement. Do some karmakanda process. You will become free from your sinful reactions. It's not a big deal. Parikshit Maharaj, being a great devotee, he did not accept that. He rejected. So what is this atonement? He knows the result of atonement will not make you free from, will not give you highest perfection in your life. Then when he rejected that, then all the jnanis, they got up. They said, no, Parikshit Maharaj, karma, kanda cannot make you free. But jnanagni, the fire of knowledge, will burn everything, all sinful reactions to ashes. So no problem. If you follow the path of jnana, then you will get perfection. Parikshit Maharaj is saying, what jnana? I have only 7 days. We follow path of jnana, bahunang janmanamante jnanavanamang prapadante. After many, many lives, this jnana gives perfection. But I want you to tell me something which will give perfection only within 7 days that I have. So he rejected jnana. Then jnanis, they sat down. Then yogis, they got up. Oh, Parikshit Maharaj, you follow the path of yoga, jnana, by meditation, yoga process, you will get perfection, no problem. Then Parikshit Maharaj is very wise, intelligent. Then he said, what yoga? Yoga process takes thousands of years. To do yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, then samadhi. It takes thousands of years. But I have only 7 days. Is there anything which can give perfection to me only 7 days? Then when all this discussion going on, then all the saintly personalities saw, as one person approaching the assembly of the saintly personalities, that person long hair scattered all over his body, he's naked, few ladies and some children chasing him, teasing him, throwing stone to him, think he's a madman, naked man, means madman. But as soon as the saintly personalities saw, they could see very effulgent personality coming. Bright, they understood who he is. Then immediately they all got up. They all got up. Except Narad Muni, Vyasadeva and Brahma, something like this. Everybody stood up. Then all the ladies, children, they ran away, thinking, oh, he's not an ordinary madman. And all the saintly personality, they received Sukadeva Goswami. And Parikshit Maharaj, gave him seat in Vyasasan. Did his arati washed his lotus feet. Oh my dear Gurudev, I have one question to ask you. This question is so important to ask. One question to ask you. I have only 7 days. Can you tell me something? What can give me highest perfection that I should do within the 7 days? And Sukadev Goswami said, only 7 days? 7 days is a very long period. It's too long period to get perfection. Then he gave the description of Khatanga Maharaj. Khatanga Maharaj was such a great personality as ruling on the earth and planet. But he was so powerful. Even the demigods, they invited him. That big battle between demigods and demons. Demigods, they invited Khatanga Maharaj, you please come and you fight on our behalf. And Khatanga Maharaj was so powerful, he defeated all the demons. Then demigods said, oh, you did such a great favor to us. So what gifts we can give to you? You can take to earthly planet. As earthly planet, we have hardly anything. But heaven, there's so many things for sense gratification. So they are thinking, Khatanga Maharaj did a great help to us. We should give some nice gift to him. He'll take it to earth. Then Khatanga Maharaj said, if you want to do really favor to me, then please tell me how long I'll survive. Then demigods, they calculated. They said, one more moment will survive. And he took advantage of that one more moment. He got perfection. Sukadeva Goswami said, one moment he took advantage. And you have 7 days. So in conclusion he said, what you all should do? Hare Namanu Kirtanam. You chant the holy name of Hari. Shravanam. You listen the sweet pastimes of Hari. Then, Ante Narayana Smriti. You leave your body while you are thinking. Anta kale cha mameva smaran bhukta kalevaram ja prayati sa madbhavam jati nasti atra sanshaya. At the time of death, if you remember Krishna, there is no doubt. But somebody will say, oh, that is very good solution. At the time of death, I remember Krishna. Then why whole life I have to become Hare Krishna, get up Mangal Arati, chant 16 rounds, follow regulatory principles, this, that, too difficult. The time of death, simply I only remember Krishna. I know what the goal of my life. When time of death, simply remember Krishna. But we should know, Krishna is not subject to our mind. Krishna is not such a thing that we can just remember him. No. Krishna can be remembered if by his sweet will he will manifest within his mind. He is not controlled by our mind. By his sweet will, he will be merciful to manifest within our mind. Then only you can remember Krishna. Otherwise you cannot remember Krishna. No. It is not so easy. At the time of death you remember Krishna. At the time of death, Purana explains, so much pain we will get. The 1,000 scorpions, they will bite. Scorpion bites, that much pain one gets at the time of death. Any of you have seen scorpion? Any of you have been bitten by scorpion? So how will you get the test? In India, for us, we always see scorpion get bitten also. In our house also, sometimes scorpion crawling in our house. Scorpion biting is very, very painful. It's so painful, one scorpion bites you, you'll jump in ecstasy. So much painful. Just imagine, 1,000 scorpion bites. That's why, that time, who will remember Krishna? We are great devotees in ISKCON, 20 years, 30 years staying. Sometimes we have stomach problem, we have little fever, headache. We don't feel to chant our round. So tomorrow I'll do it. We'll make up tomorrow. Little problem, we can't chant our rounds. King Kulasekhar also saying, prana prayana samaye kaphavata pita kanthavarudha kutha smaranamte. At the time of death, my kantha, my throat will be choked with kapha vata pita. And what is the question of remembering you? Kutaha smaranam te. What is the question of remembering you? It's not so easy that we can remember Krishna at the time of death. No. That's why Prabhupada sadhan kara, bhajan kara, marte janila hai. That's your whole life we have to learn that how we should die. How we'll die. That means whole life we practice how to surrender to Krishna. We have to surrender to Krishna. Everybody have to surrender to Krishna. Everyone has to surrender to Krishna. Everyone will see Krishna. Whether you become devotee or you become demon, everyone one day going to face Krishna. People now, they don't surrender to Krishna. Now people, they say, oh, I am too busy. I have no time to go to take darshan of Rukmini Dwarakadish. Then Rukmini Dwarakadish thinking, oh, now you are too busy. You have no time to come to see me. Okay, you wait in your house. One day I'll go to your house. I'll give my darshan. You will see one day. But that day, what form you will see? You will see me Mahakala form. Kalasmi aham. The eternal time factor. There is no beginning, no end. This eternal time is representative. The another form of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna saying, everybody will see me. Today you don't come to see my beautiful Shyamasundara form. Then tomorrow I'll go to your house where you will see me my Mahakala form. Mrityu Sarvaharascham. That time you cannot say, oh, I have no time now to go. Please let me one moment. I will have my last smoking. No, no, immediately come, surrender unto me. You are forced to surrender. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Ebe navajile jasodasuta charame padive laje. If you don't worship, don't surrender unto the lotus feet of son of mother Yashoda now, then ultimately you will be put in very embarrassed position. What is that embarrassed position? All the life due to ignorance that you did not surrender unto someone, now you are forced to surrender unto him. But you are forced to surrender unto his ghastly form. So that is not a buddhimata, that is not intelligence. So that's why the intelligent people, when they know one day I have to surrender unto this guy, so why don't I surrender today? I have to surrender at all. Then I must surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So death is inevitable. Everyone, each of us will find the death. And we are very afraid of death. Even if we are afraid of death, but death will not spare us. Even if you don't like death, death will not spare us. Jatasya hi dhruva mrityu dhruva janma mrityasya cha. Aparihargyartham. Inevitable. One who has taken birth, he has to die. And when you die, you will take birth again. Nobody can avoid. And that's why they say, as sure as death. In this world, anything is truth, that is death. Death is truth. So that's why, in Purana's nice description, once the father of Vyasadeva, no, grandfather of Vyasadeva, he was very afraid of death. This old man, he did not like to die. So he went to Vyasadeva. He told, oh, my dear grandson, please you do something that I will not die. Vyasadeva said, how is that possible? Everybody will die. How you will not die? No, no, you are incarnation of God. Definitely you can do something for me so that I will not die. He's so afraid of death. Then Vyasadeva, due to affection, my grandfather saying, said, okay, I do not know I can save you from death or not, but I can try. So let us go, I can take you to Jamaraj, I can appeal on your behalf. So both Vyasadeva and his grandfather, they went to Jamaraj. Vyasadeva said, oh, Jamaraj, can you do me a favor? My grandfather doesn't want to die. Can you do something that he can be saved from the death? Jamaraj said, how I can save him from the death? I am not the controller of death. I am just sitting here keeping record of good and bad activities. And accordingly, I will punish them or reward them. That is my job. I am not the controller of death. So who is controller of death? That is Mahakala Purusha. Mahakala Purusha, if you meet Mahakala Purusha, then he can stop the death. Then Vyasadeva going with his grandfather to meet with Mahakala Purusha. Then Vyasadeva's grandfather told Yamaraj, why don't you accompany with me? So when you go to Mahakala Purusha, on my behalf you can tell Apil, no, something, please, no, don't let him not die. Then Yamaraj said, thought, oh, here is Vyasadeva's grandfather telling, so I have to go. Then he accompanied to Mahakala Purusha. Then Vyasadeva went to Mahakala Purusha, said, Mahakala Purusha, you please do something that my grandfather will not die. Then Mahakala Purusha said, yes, I am controller of the death, but you have to go to Chitragupta, for he has all the records. So you go and check with Chitragupta. Then Vyasadeva, Yamaraj, grandfather going to Chitragupta. Then grandfather told Mahakala Purusha, can you accompany with us? So you can tell few words on my behalf to Chitragupta so that I will not die. Then Mahakala Purusha also accompanied. So now grandfather is going to Chitragupta with Vyasadeva, Mahakala Purusha and Yamaraj. Four of them, they went to Chitragupta. There Vyasadeva asked, Chitragupta, can you check his record and find out that whatever his death? Then Chitragupta was checking the record, but he could not find, there is no death. So there is no death. In his record there is no death. So everybody were very happy. Oh, grandfather is not dead. Then Chitragupta said, hey, wait a minute. Actually, there is no death. But only he will die if sometime it happens that Yamaraj, Vyasadeva and Mahakala Purusha comes together, then only he will die. Then immediately, grandfather died there. Immediately he died there. So that means, that whatever we are doing, we are simply preparing to bring our death. The people, we are thinking ignorance, due to ignorance, that we are trying our best how to avoid death. But all our endeavor to avoid death is simply to bring death closer. Each and every effort is simply, we are inviting death. This guy has no death in his life. But he went to call, he invited. Yamaraj, please come. Mahakala Purusha, please come. If he would not go anywhere, he would be living like that. But his endeavor to live, made him to die. So this is what, this material world, Amrityu Sarvaharasaham, the Kala Sarpa, Mrityu Kala Sarpa is devouring us. So that's why the eternal time factor, is explained here about Kapila Dev. So we have to surrender. Even if Yamaraj, here he is saying also, even if he, the Lord of Death, Yamaraj, he cannot be escaped from this death also. So we have to surrender unto the lotus feet of their Lordship Sisi. Rukmin Dharaka Deski, Vesla Prabhupada Ki. If there is any question or any comments, 8:15 class finish, right? Anything? Yes, Prabhu.
We were talking about the. My understanding is the conclusion of Sankhya Yoga was Aham Brahmasmi, to realize that we're not this body, that we're a spirit soul. And from that point, we should give up our material desires and take to devotional service. And so I was wondering, if you come to the conclusion that you're not this body and you're having difficulty giving up your material desires, what to do?
You see, there is one thing that you know that I am not this body. The jnanis, they know also. The jnanis, nirbheda brahma jnana, they know I am not this body. But they do not know that I am eternal servant of Krishna. So though definition of jnana is to know the difference between the spirit soul and dull matter, The definition of jnana is to know that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. But that is not the real jnana. That is not the perfection of jnana. So another step of jnana, which when it gets perfection, more perfection, is to understand that I am eternal servant of Krishna. So in that way, we engage in devotional service. So, but when we engage in devotional service, your sufferings increases. Your sufferings increases because the people that do not know I am not this body, due to ignorance, they are enjoying the sufferings they don't understand. The suffering they think this is enjoyment. You understand? Due to ignorance, suffering they think enjoyment. So they are happy. And the Paramahansa are liberated souls, they are happy. Only in between middle we are unhappy. Maitra Rishi telling to Vidura these things. The perfect living beings, liberators, they are happy. And ignorance, they are happy also. Only people in between, like us, Hare Krishnas, we are all happy. Because we know what is happiness, but we don't have that. We are in between. We know I am not this body, but we have attachment for sense gratification, this, that. But this phase we have to go through. By continuously keeping ourselves engaged in devotional service, gradually we develop. This is a transition period for us. They say, in Orissa, unless you die, you will not see heaven. You have to die to see the heaven. That means you have to go through this process of death. Ravan wanted to make a siddhi, the ladder to go to heaven. See, why people have to die to go to heaven? I will make a ladder. The day before, the next day he would make it. The day before he got killed. So that means, see, to get the heavenly pleasure, you have to face the death. In the same way, to go to that level, we have to go through this troublesome period. No? You want to become a bodybuilder. You have to go through the difficult lift weight. If you give 5 kilo, it's very difficult for me. But 5 kilo, I'll do lift like this for 1 month, then it is easy. Then I do 10 kilo, then 15 kilo. One day, 50 kilo, very easy. One day 50 kilo easy, but I have gone through difficult of all lift weight of 5 kilo, 10 kilo, 15 kilo. Then 50 kilo become easy. You understand? The same way to derive that pleasure. So this period we have to go through. Okay? Jaisala Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Pramanandi.
Thank you very much. Thank
please,
you.
Please bless me. I'm talking to you about death. My death will be okay.
Thank you very much. Very, very sweet.
Very well.